Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
I feel like we just enjoy doing that little phrase.
I know.
It's because we do.
Every time we talk about it. I wonder if they're getting bored of us talking about it.
Never. Well. Oh my goodness. So I'm really excited about the spill the tea because this was an exciting morning in the lives of the Gilberts. I'm going to pass this spill the tea over to Stephanie real quick because we have so much to tell you. Okay, go.
Okay. So, well, the exciting thing didn't happen this morning, but
that's so true.
Mm-hmm, it happened recently on a Sunday morning, which can we just say that usually things go wrong on Sunday mornings? But this particular Sunday morning, it went very wrong. Like,
yeah.
Very wrong.
Like, all jokes aside.
Yeah. So, the morning started out, you know, normal. I was in the shower, taking a shower. I get out, you know, and I shall not tell the whole story like this. Sorry.
I was wondering. I was like, how long is she going to hold on to that accent?
So as I step out of the bathroom, I see my husband laying in a very awkward position. His one leg's hanging off the bed. The other is like sprawled out weird. He's laying sideways on the bed. And I'm like, what? I'm like, hey, you okay? And he said, very calmly, keep this in mind, like super calm. Well, I've tried to get up twice and my legs aren't working. I just fall. And I looked at him and I was like, seriously?
I would have freaked out.
Uh-huh. Well, I instantly just was like, okay, he's very calm. Like, what is happening? He said, I can't stand. I can't stand. And so then I was like, okay. So I tell him, I'm like, I need you to try to like sit up. And every time he sat up, he got way lightheaded and couldn't really do it. And then I was like, oh, this is not good. And you know what that man was saying? He's like, well, let me just lay here for a bit and see if it wears off. And I'm like, what?
Oh, Isaac.
Let me see if that paralysis will just go away. Fine.
I was like, oh, it's fine. Nothing's wrong. Your legs just don't work. It's cool. So yeah, I was like, no, sir. You're gonna text or call our pastor. You're gonna tell him what's going on, and you're not going to church, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we gotta get you checked out. And yeah. So he was being stubborn. So I ended up. I let these two know. And thankfully, Jessica's mom is a nurse, and she and Jessica came over to the house, checked him out. And yeah, she was concerned. She said, yeah, you need to go right now to the ER. And on top of that, he did finally say that his right eye was also blurry. And I was like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we definitely need to go. So long story short, we spent 2 days, I guess, at the hospital because what they found out is that he had a mini stroke.
What do they call it? A TIA?
A TIA, yes. And I believe he's had multiple of those, which he is probably going to kill me for even sharing this on the Spill the Tea, because let me tell you what my husband did the day after he got out of the hospital when his legs were working again. He went and had a full day at the church, went to some youth pastor's luncheon, went and helped somebody move furniture.
Fell down the stairs
and messed up his arm. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about stubborn husbands? Can we talk about that for a second?
I think it's men in general. Like, why are they so stubborn?
I don't know.
Especially when it comes to like being sick or something happening like that. Like, yeah, they're just stubborn.
That's so weird. Hey, friend. We will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about, hey, Isaac, out there, if you're listening, let's not glaze over. We are glazing over. Let's not.
Oh.
The getting him out of the house to go to the other room. Yes,
yes. Jessica, please tell us about this.
Tell us.
So, okay. So first of all, I had just gotten back from Africa, and I want to tell like my little version. I was at Sunday school, or, you know, I was teaching kids and getting these texts from Stephanie, and ended up, and bless this girl's heart, one of my friends was shadowing me that morning. I ended up leaving her with the kids. It was her first Sunday.
That's the best way to learn.
I know. I was like, so I'm leaving. Are you going to be okay? And she's like, what? I was like, but I like made it sound very scary because it was. And so she was like, okay, go. And so when we got there and we got into Stephanie and Isaac's bedroom, Isaac sat up a little bit. He's like, he like double taked. He's like,
why are you here?
Why are you here? He was so mad. But anyways, so at the end, what Stephanie said is like, they went to the emergency room. Okay. But we had to get him to the emergency room or even to the car. Yeah. And so they have a very small hallway and we had to lift him and help walk him, all three of us.
With his legs flailing here and there. Like,
not, I mean, like at one point, guys, no joke. I know y'all, well, you maybe can't see me because we're doing video today. When we curved to the hallway, his leg like crossed. And he
behind the other.
And I was like thinking to myself, trying to be like, we got this. Because every once in a while he would just like drop. Like he was not like holding his own weight. And I was like, how is he going to get the other leg? I was like trying to problem solve. But I was like, there's no way. He's going to have to figure it out. I
don't know what.
So I was like, pivot. Yes, exactly. I was like, we're going to have to like pick up his legs and help him. But he got it. I know that was like probably one of the most embarrassing moments of his life.
Yeah.
And it was three of us. So yes. I'm like behind him with my arms under his underarms, like wrapped around him, like bear hug.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jessica and her mom are on either side trying to like help. And yeah, it was, we were kind of laughing the whole way to the car.
That's all you can do, you know? Cause like, I know that's hard in general. I'm trying to think, man, if my legs weren't working, but for a man and be carried by three women out to the car and of all men, it's Isaac.
Yeah. And if you knew my husband, he is the most like independent, just let me do it. Like, let me handle it. Yeah. I got this.
He was so mad that we were even there. Uh-huh. Like, so mad.
Steph, how were you, like honestly, like going through your mind, I know you, and I know you probably did a good job of remaining calm, but like internally, were you like freaking out? Because I'm trying to imagine myself in that position and like all of the what ifs and like, I can't even imagine what was going through your head.
Honestly, this is the weird thing. I felt none of that. So I literally felt calm inside. And I think it was probably a mix of things. The fact that Isaac was so calm, the fact that I am on some medication for anxiety, but also I feel like God just came down and gave peace because I still haven't felt any of that. Mm-hmm. The anxiety, the fear, I'm very like, okay, did you take your medicine? Like making sure he's taking his aspirin and his cholesterol meds or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what did you eat today? Like I might do some of that, but I'm really not. That's so weird because that's very unlike me. And it's been what, a couple weeks since that happened and it still hasn't hit me. And now it might.
Yeah.
Like it might be that my body's just like helping me kind of cope right now, and it might have a little breakdown eventually. I'm not sure, but as of right now, I feel okay, and I've felt okay ever since. It's
she was
strange for
super
me.
Super calm and giggly, and just, you know, trying to get everything ready to go, and she did it. You know, so it was good.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yes, for sure.
Went kicking and screaming, or maybe not kicking and screaming.
Sorry, Isaac.
Screaming is.
Maybe kicking, screaming, not maybe so not much. Kicking. There was no kicking happening.
And what's crazy is that same week, okay, somebody else in our families ends up in the ER. I'm like, I'm going to need all of us to stop going to the ER. Yes, so Jessica, tell us what happened in your family.
Olivia like ate dirt at youth one night and was playing basketball.
And Olivia is your daughter.
Yes, for Olivia. Anybody who doesn't know. That is my daughter. One of my daughters. She was playing basketball and someone like stood on her feet because they were playing defense and literally her body just went forward. So she... She fell and caught herself with her wrist, a really bad sprain, but did not break it. Praise the Lamb. But her face was all jacked up and messed up and scratched. And she did eat dirt, literally. But she was in the emergency room. And now, like literally as we are podcasting, my dad is in the emergency room, but he is okay just for some hip issues. But I mean, apparently we really just love to be in the hospital, guys. It's so fun.
Yeah. It's, and you know what it is? This book is coming out. Yes. And it's like, of course, we're going to have everything go wrong within our families.
Yeah. Apparently we need to put all of our families in a bubble.
Apparently. Yeah. I didn't go to the hospital, but somebody hit me yesterday going down the road.
I know.
Yes, Jenna was in a little car accident.
Accident I've had, and I don't even remember the last accident I have had. If I ever had one. No, somebody has hit me from behind before, but yeah, I had the kids in the car and somebody hit on my the driver's side door, not driver's side door, but the driver's side, the back wheel. Yeah. And I had the kids in the car with me and it freaked them out.
That's crazy.
But what's funny is like you're saying that you remained super calm. Like honestly, like when I got hit, I was like, oh, someone just hit me. Like it literally didn't like shake me at all. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Which is weird for both of us.
Yeah.
For any kind of situation like that.
Yeah. So, and I guess God just gives you that in that moment so you can be there for for whoever you need to be for.
Exactly.
In the moment. So,
guys, if you are listening to this, please be praying for us. Yes. Praying for us, our families, our friends, and just everything that's kind of happening right now. We know that God has called us to write this book and it is fixing to release. So, of course, the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So,
we need some intercessors.
Yes, girls and boys. If you can be some intercessors, that would be so lovely. So, we love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. And until next time,
bye.
Bye.
Did we?
We did.
Wow. Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.